scratching. What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
GOP Chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Corker, said in a statement he's glad President Trump and Kim Jong-un were able to meet.
Chuck Schumer says he's worried about the lack of detail in Trump's joint statement with Kim.
North Korea is liable to backtrack on vague commitments.
Doctors are receiving new guidance to stop using a common test for heart problems on people who are at low risk for the disease.
Britain's justice minister has resigned.
Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan and the city council are now saying they would consider legislation to repeal what's being called a head tax in their city. It's an added tax to large businesses within the city limits. It saw a lot of criticism from major Seattle-based businesses, which include Amazon and Starbucks.
A federal judge in Washington approved the 11-figure merger between AT&T and Time Warner.
Tesla is planning to lay off about 3,600 workers.
Entering his first U.S. Open since 2015, Tiger Woods is eager to hit the course at Shinnecock Hills in what will be his 20th go-around in this major.
I've missed playing U.S. Open.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. And then, open to any person, the Sweet Creek Farm Market. All you need to do is tell us, and we'll get your name in for the drawing. And don't forget, we have the Slab of Ribs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for Father's Day weekend, $11.99. And I'm going to get Delta Hotel to tell us how good those ribs were. Delta Hotel, come in, Delta Hotel.
How's it going, Dan?
It's doing great. How were those ribs, big guy?
Oh, brother, those ribs are awesome. In fact, I've already told the wife, don't even worry about Father's Day. I know what the meal will be.
I love it.
Awesome. And Cecil, I'll tell you what, great guy. The store manager there at Fresh Market.
Awesome Cecil, guy. Yeah, Cecil's a great guy.
Yes. Yeah, I was just calling in. I heard the comments about, or at least the video clips of the exercises and all the concern about them and that sort of thing. And you hit it on the head when you said, hey, those exercises, first of all, the two big ones. Well, let me go back and qualify my statement. I participated in many of those exercises.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Korea for many of the larger command-wide exercises and region-wide exercises for about 3 years back in the late 90s and early 2000s, and was there just very recently in very high command 3 years ago at Osan Air Base.
Mm-hmm.
So that said, for all those who are ranting and raving about the exercises, and you hit it on the head earlier, those are deterrents. Those are shows of force. In a sense,
mm-hmm.
The mantra over in South Korea for the ROK, that's Republic of Korea and U.S. forces, is fight tonight.
Right.
They are training every day.
Bingo.
They are training, trust me, as one who's been over there, and that's why it's considered a remote tour, although more families are over there now than they were back in back in the 90s or so. It's considered a remote tour for that very reason, because you're exercising. Holy cow, if you're a gung-ho and want to get into the exercises, go to Korea.
Yeah.
So these big ones that they're talking about, the ones that are held twice a year, full legal, and what used to be called Ochi Focus back in my day, you know, again, those are, yeah, you're bringing in probably more players from around the globe, but mark my word, these guys are exercising daily.
Yeah, well, and when I was there and went to the base, I mean, I was shocked. I didn't realize, you know, they're sitting there flying patterns constantly. There's always a fighter group that is out there and ready to go, and they're bomb ready. And then you know, what they've got to respond with artillery and things like that. I mean, it is a battlefield that is ready to move at a moment's notice.
Yeah, fight tonight.
That is
the mantra over there. And like I said, they exercise, maybe not in terms of the big joint combined exercises as the media is harping on, but trust me, those folks, they're preparing daily.
I agree with that, Delta Hotel, and you bring something because you've been there. You bring some you know, real gravitas to the situation, talking about it.
And if I could add one other thing,
sure.
Just going through the clips, and I too stayed up all night, kind of woke up two or three times throughout the night during the summit, and it was indeed historic and intriguing. The propaganda machine on both sides, you can anticipate that. That should be no surprise to anyone who has any clue about how North Korea has been functioning for the last 60, 70 years. I mean, they are a government-run media. Unfortunately for them, Kim doesn't have to generate the propaganda. All he's got to do is pump through some of the American media, and he's got all the propaganda he needs.
There you go. You're spot on that one, Delta Hotel.
So that said, if I could, before I forget, put my name here for the Sweet Creek.
Give me my... Well, we know who you are, so we'll just throw out...
228.
We got you, buddy.
All right.
Always enjoy talking to you. Miss talking to you.
Likewise. Let's get together soon.
You got to tell your bride I said hi.
Will do. Thank you.
Let me go to the phones to go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Damore Show.
Hey there, Dano.
Hey, Ken.
And Joey.
Hello.
I will not concede, but I will agree with all the foregoing that fight tonight and preparedness is the key for all our deployed troops. Otherwise, there's no reason to have them there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a duty station, it's a readiness station. And if a mistake was made, if our president made a mistake, and I said if, but I do think it's a possibility, if he did not include, at the very least, the commander of the forces there in that part of Asia, which I assume is still overall the commander-in-chief of the Pacific, or CINCPAC, as it used to be called. And if he did not include the joint chiefs, then in my view, he made a mistake. If it's important for the Koreans, for the North Koreans to feel like they're winning, it's also important for the military leaders to feel like they're in the loop. Just suppose, and it's a horrible thing to pose as a supposition, but I do think it's a possibility, a very remote possibility. Just suppose a week or two or a year or two down the road, Kim decides to create a Pearl Harbor, and it's Guam or San Diego or even farther inland, with or without the backing of the Chi-Coms, as we used to call them.
Yeah.
Just suppose that happened. Who does the president need? He needs the people I mentioned, in my view. He needs the commander of the far Pacific forces, and he needs the Joint Chiefs at a minimum, and they need to be ready. So if he did not include them, and they indeed were caught flat-footed by his announcement, that's a mistake. Let's see how it pans out. And I'll hang up and listen to your and Joey's views and anybody else, especially that has 20 or 30 years of military experience.
Ken, I appreciate the telephone call. I want you to have a great day, my friend.
Right. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks. Newstone 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Wednesday. Can we turn to the clips again, please? La, la, la. Oh, Kristen Welker. Oh, man, wait till you guys hear this one. Giving away everything. He gave everything away.
The president is claiming victory after making a deal with Kim Jong-un, but now the hard part, filling in the details and selling it to the American people and Congress, with some lawmakers saying it's an agreement that's heavy on the symbolism, but light on the substance. This morning, President Trump back in Washington after striking a deal with North Korea, and with a wave, telling reporters it was a great trip. Moments later, back on his phone, now gearing up for the critical sales pitch on Air Force One, shoring up support among Asian allies, speaking with the leaders of South Korea and Japan, and tweeting this morning after his long trip, "Everybody can now feel much safer than the day I took office. There is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea." On Fox News overnight, Mr. Trump giving new details about his meeting with the North Korean leader.
This country has to be denuked, and he understood that. He fully understood it.
And the strategy that he says helped bring Kim Jong-un to the negotiating table. A mix of sanctions and tough verbal insults.
Little rocket man.
So I think the rhetoric, I hated to do it. Sometimes I felt foolish doing it. But we had no choice.
So strategically, you were doing it.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I think he gained respect.
The president also sending out his top lieutenants, the Secretary of State in South Korea, energizing allies, while Vice President Pence tried to rally skeptical lawmakers.
I don't know what yet, is of concrete nature coming out.
This is an agreement in principle. It's not an agreement that can be enforced.
We had a lot of sizzle here, but not a lot of steak at the end of the day.
These guys, they really don't get it. They're so used to doing something a particular way, which has been proven so wrong. And the fact that he got him to the table, the fact that he's getting him to proceed, he literally is going to be, it's going to be a step-by-step process. And all these people need to go read The Art of the Deal. If they would do that, they would learn so much, and they'd get insight to this. And I'm telling you, everything that Trump does is all about timing. And he is going to make this thing blossom right at the proper time for the midterm election. Mark my words on that. You heard it first right here on the Dan Moore Show. Christian Welker continues, did the president give away too much?
The critical question, did the president give away too much after signing a two-page agreement with North Korea committing to complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula? President Trump saying it would start very quickly, but giving no specifics about a timetable or how any of it would be verified, and offering a major concession, halting yearly joint military exercises with South Korea.
Yeah. We will be stopping the war games.
That left allies stunned and appeared to catch the Pentagon off guard. While the politics play out, the powerful optics from Singapore still resonating from that first historic handshake to backpacks and high praise.
He's a very talented man.
With Mr. Trump playing producer at one point.
Getting a good picture of everybody so they look nice and handsome.
Beautiful.
Even trying to win over Kim with a Hollywood-like action trailer produced by the White House.
Two men.
And Kristen, back to that tweet that you mentioned, the president saying there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea, but we're a long way from that.
We're a long way from that, Savannah. Look, there is broad agreement. The summit in Singapore diffused tensions that were close to a boiling point. But North Korea, of course, still has its nuclear weapons. And the agreement so far doesn't outline specifics like how many of those weapons it actually has. It could take years for North Korea to get rid of its entire arsenal. And that's all if the country complies with the accord. North Korea, of course, has a very long history of cheating on deals in the past.
We have a listener's mother who's is now starting to listen to the show with her friends over the internet. They're up in North Alabama. Claire Lee is listening with her friends to the Dan Moore Show. Claire Lee, welcome aboard, my dear. Welcome aboard. Papa B, I'm coming back to you. Dan Moore Show on Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Angela from Capital City Ace. If you haven't already noticed, summer is here, and I would like to invite y'all to come out to our store for your lawn, garden, and other outdoor needs. Regardless if it's a big project or a quick fixer-upper, your local Ace Hardware folks are here to help you. We've got a variety of plants, pesticides, bird seed, and other outdoor tools. So on your next outing, make sure you stop by Capital City Ace, Montgomery's helpful place.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
I was an educated buyer. I knew the car I wanted and how much I wanted my monthly payments to be, but I didn't see the interest rate. Major mistake! I thought I was stuck with my bad deal until I went to see ASE Credit Union. They're right here in Montgomery, and unlike the big bank, ASE has my back. I refinanced my car, reduced my monthly payments, and I'll save thousands of dollars. Call ASE today and get the deal you deserve. It's your money. ASE is your credit union, federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are.
Don't blame it on sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie. Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times.
Let's go to the phones and go to our good friend Papa B, Papa B, Papa B. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Dan and Joey. I was just looking at this Twitter feed up in Canada. Apparently, there's some Canadians that are on Twitter trying to search for Justin Trudeau's missing eyebrow. They're taking pictures of caterpillars and pocket lint, you know, dust bunnies. Kind of going, getting a little bit fun up there for a change, I guess.
I like that.
Almost providential, too, by the way. After he criticized Trump, his eyebrow falls off. Oh, me. These people they just won't learn. Just so bullheaded and wrong. Haters, you know, the Trump haters in the media, you know, they are making fools of themselves. They're going out of their way to make fools of themselves. And the more this goes on, the more obvious it is. And I think people pretty much are clued into it.
No, let me tell you, the American public is getting it. The media and the Democrats are not.
It's like they're the only ones that believe in their own BS anymore.
Well, what they've done is they have wrapped themselves around a narrative, and what's going to happen is Donald Trump is going to choke them with it.
I think you're right, Dan. I mean, you know, and I told Barron this yesterday on his show. It looks to me like a chasm of political grief is about to open up beneath the Democrats' feet and the deep state's feet here, with just all kinds of things. I mean, from this successful summit in with North Korea, clean over then to the release of the IG's report. I think this just all spells bad news for a whole lot of folks that have been, rancorous enemies of Donald Trump and really the American people in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to happen tomorrow? Have you got any particular insight?
My sense from the kind of the texture of things is that it's going to be this. I wouldn't call it explosive, but is like I said, this may be the Rosetta Stone that's going to point to a lot of different directions. I think there are going to be some people that will be hurt from this that will then create a whole nother set of questions and a whole nother set of potential investigation. The words that I'm looking for is that we are referring this to a prosecutor.
Right. Well, now, here's the thing. Are we actually going to be able to see this thing, Dan? Or are they going to redact it to do a CYA again? I mean, is this something that we, the people, are going to be able to see as we paid for it?
We, the people, are not going to be able to see it unredacted, and it's a question of how much of it is redacted.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, do they think we're children or something that have to be tended to?
Well,
I don't understand that.
It's, there's probably some stuff that they did need to redact. There's probably some stuff that they were embarrassing for him that they didn't redact. But you know who's going to see the report completely clean? Donald J. Trump.
Yes.
And I tell you what he's going to do. He's going to take this 400 page report. He's going to get it. He's going to walk over and get a group of people and say, here are the first 50 pages for you, until you get to 400 or 500, and everybody's going to read it, and then they're going to talk about it.
All right. Well, let's have that. I like that. Because we pay for these folks to compile these reports. We ought to have, the right to see it. Anyway. All right, guys.
Papa B, you have a great day, my friend.
Yeah, see ya.
Ta-ta. Let's see here. Richard Engel did that. Medication, we need to do that for the end of the show. The American First Agenda. This is kind of interesting. This is the pointy head economist that you see on a copier commercial. But he has got an interesting approach to this.
Some critics on the political left are running out of excuses for why President Trump's America First economic policies have caused a boom rather than the bust that they predicted. Turned out, the American people are feeling confident about the economy under President Trump, with 59% saying they're optimistic. When you look at Japan, Japan's growth right now is at a negative rate. The EU is flat. And economists now are calling for a rate of growth in the United States 4% for the second quarter of 2018. for those on the political left who said it would be a big mistake to elect President Trump, they don't have a little egg on their face. They got a whole omelet.
Absolutely. You know, it's really not putting America first. It's putting Americans first, getting the government out of the way so we can solve our own problems. You know, people focus a lot about the things we need to fix at home. And Lord knows we got to fix a lot of things. But do you realize that in the rankings of global competitiveness, the United States comes out now with Donald Trump in office first among all the industrialized countries and well ahead of China? The World Economic Forum, look at their rankings. Simply getting the government out of the way instead of running a French state, as Barack Obama did, is the key to success.
And he's right. I didn't know this until I was reading Investor's Business Daily, is that all of the rest of the G7, the G6, our economy is bigger than all of theirs combined.
Wow. Okay, then.
And what they're doing, I really think they're going to come up with a notion of, you know, maybe we don't want to go poke this tiger. Maybe we have been a little too much on sanctions. And reducing tariffs is a good thing.
For everybody.
For everybody. So if Trump gets them to reduce their tariffs, that's a good thing.
Yes. It's a huge, huge thing. And that'll make the U.S. economy blow up and European, Canadian. Like, the idea that we have tariffs, I think, between us and Canada and certainly us and Mexico is absurd to me. I think it could work very well within a zero tariff environment.
By the way, the Fed raised hiked interest rates.
Oh, really? How many? Like a?
I didn't see. All I saw was the flash that they did. I didn't see the point. I think it's probably going to be a quarter.
Yeah.
And it's because the economy is really going. I mean, you know, my group is saying this could be over 4%, and 4% GDP, that's blowing and going. I mean, that is doing it. News Talk 93.1. Demo Show, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
News Radio. I'm Rich Dennison. The Federal Reserve just raising a key interest rate, a move that will result in higher rates on credit cards, home equity loans, and other kinds of borrowing. It's the second rate hike this year. The Fed projects two more in 2018. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is now in Seoul, South Korea for follow-up talks on North Korea with U.S. military officials.
He's also due to hold talks with South Korean President Moon in Seoul on Thursday before flying on to China. He'll be discussing the outcome of the summit in Singapore.
Fox's Kitty Logan. President Trump tweeting today that North Korea is no longer a nuclear threat. The FIFA World Cup is coming to North America in 2026.
The member associations of Canada, Mexico, and USA have been selected by the FIFA Congress.
The last World Cup in North America was 1994. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, featuring animals from around the world, and now the brand new exhibit Stingray Bay. Enjoy the outdoors with your family at the Montgomery Zoo, open 7 days a week.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is a forecast you've heard before, and you're going to hear it a lot more times during the summer months. Partial sunshine today, another hot and humid day with a high temperature around 91. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, a rather generous supply again, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, and then fading out overnight, low 72. Tomorrow and Friday, high temperature in the lower 90s, with again, scattered to numerous afternoon and evening storms. Not every town will get one. And over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, you know, not much change. More scattered afternoon storms for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Our free weather app will not only keep you on top of the weather all the time, but when you take it on the road with you, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Let's stay with the America First agenda is fueling the economy. Part of what the American First agenda was removing the regulations. And he's going to comment on the tough on trade. And again, everybody's trying to say this, well, he's raising tariffs and this kind of stuff. And what he's really trying to do is not raise tariffs on people. He's trying to get them to lower theirs. Let's listen in.
A lot of Republicans have credited the tax cuts to help people feel like they got more money in their pocket. But then President Trump has made it very clear for every new law passed, we're going to cut two of our regulations, that is. But I think rather than for every regulation passed, they're going to cut two. I think he's cutting something like 28 or 29.
Well, the deregulatory boom has been really very helpful, especially, for example, in the oil patch. But also, have you noticed the very steady growth in manufacturing jobs?
Right.
It was really hard for folks to focus on it because it's the kind of under the radar. But each of these new factories and the expansion of factories was heavily regulated by the Obama administration. You know, it was hard to move a machine from one side of the shop to the other without either negotiating with a union or negotiating right. with Barack Obama or Barack Obama calling up the union and telling them to go in there and negotiate.
Right.
Now you can get stuff done reasonably. Not recklessly, but reasonably. Everybody wants a safe mm-hmm. workplace, but the safest workplace in Barack Obama's world was no workplace. We've opened up the factories again. Isn't that great news?
But Peter, you mentioned the word reckless a moment ago. Yeah, I was watching TV earlier in the week. A lot of commentators were saying that the president was reckless in leaving the G7 summit up in Quebec, not signing on to their communique. But you say the president was right to walk away.
My feeling is the communique simply ran counter to what our fundamental objectives are, and that is to reform the global trading system so the American worker gets a fair deal. The Europeans would like to bog us down in negotiations about how to reform the system. What I want is the Europeans to reform. They're blocking our exports. They put on higher tariffs. It's high time the Germans were called to account for running big trade surpluses that victimize American workers and, frankly, victimize workers in places like Italy, Greece, Spain, Portugal, sure, rural France, and so forth.
And he's right. What they're trying to do is, it's kind of like the California effect, where they're trying to stop people from buying gas by adding all these crazy regulations that you have to have certain blends of summer to winter and this kind of stuff. I mean, I had somebody with Consumer Reports say this is the most ridiculous thing in the world. All they did was they did that to raise the price of gas to try to get people to drive less. That's all they did. And it was a, you know, benefit for the refineries because they had to swap out, and then they had to charge extra for that. And it's just, that's what they're doing. The Europeans are trying to go, well, we want you to be bogged down and tied down like we are. We don't want you to be free market. We want you to be much more, you know, tied down. And they're just trying to get us to replicate them so they can be more competitive with us. Man. Okay. So Ivanka Trump and Jared filed their taxes. Now, Joey, this number that they have is very similar to the Joey Clark number, I bet.
Ow!
Less. Any member of the audience that has the same tax return as Jared and Ivanka, I will give you a $50 gift card, but you have to buy me dinner somewhere.
Ivanka Trump and her husband, Jared Kushner, made at least $82 million last year while serving as unpaid White House advisors. Their outside earnings were revealed in financial disclosure forms that were released this week. Kushner's business deals have reportedly come under federal scrutiny. Paula Reed is at the White House.
Both Jared and Ivanka had to step aside from their family businesses to come work here at the White House. But these new financial disclosures reveal that both continued to profit from their ties to family businesses. In fact, Ivanka received more than $2 million in salary and severance after leaving the Trump Organization.
Because of the opportunities I've been afforded my whole life, I felt an obligation to seize this moment and join the administration.
Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner have both stressed how they put their personal business interests aside to join President Trump at the White House. But this new disclosure shows both have continued to profit from their family's business ties since joining the Trump administration. Ivanka made almost $9 million from her stake in the Trump International Hotel in Washington and her personal clothing brand, which she has divested from. Meanwhile, Kushner reported earning more than $5 million from an apartment complex his family's company acquired last year.
Okay, so Jared is making more money than Ivanka, and they have divested themselves. They just are kind of saying, here's the amount of money that you report. We're not telling you what we're doing. We send you a K-1, and that's it, and you go put it on your taxes. $82 million is not bad, though.
Not bad at all.
That's what happens when you're up in New York City.
Oof.
Jared, I know somebody who had worked for Jared's dad, and they make a lot of money. They're very shrewd folks. This is in the second part of the story.
Earlier this year, the Office of Government Ethics revealed the White House was looking into two loans the Kushner family business received from Citigroup and Apollo Global Management in the spring of 2017. First reported by the New York Times, those loans totaled more than $500 million. A spokesman for Kushner told CBS News the White House counsel concluded there were no issues involving Jared. A representative for Kushner's and Trump's ethics counsel released a statement saying they have, quote, complied with the rules and restrictions as set out by the Office of Government Ethics, and their net worth remains largely the same. Don Fox was head of the Federal Office of Government Ethics during the Obama administration.
If they are going to serve in these senior White House positions, we actually want them focused 100% on the business of the people of the United States and not their own personal interests.
In an April 2017 interview with Gail King, Ivanka Trump dismissed concerns that her family is benefiting financially while her father is in the White House.
If my interest was making money or growing my business, I would do far better to completely disengage and do exactly that.
In an interview last month, Kushner's father defended him against these claims of conflict of interest. He described ethics watchdogs as, quote, jerks who, quote, can't get real jobs, and said that this kind of criticism could discourage successful business people from seeking higher office.
I love people that just don't give a damn about stuff. This stuff rolls off their back. They're not. I mean, it's a nuisance. It's about as far as it goes with them. Unbelievable. So, in closing this in, I got a couple of other pieces I want to hit here. But the illegals kind of story is getting back into the mix here, and listen to how, when they're talking about the subject, how emotions get involved in this whole thing.
This is one of the places where some members of that immigrant caravan are still being held. They came to the country a month ago looking for asylum, saying they were fleeing violence from their home countries in Central America. And now the policy on who may be eligible for protection has changed dramatically.
In detention centers across the country, close to 550 immigrant children have been separated from their families, according to a document obtained by NBC News. And now the rules about who can seek asylum in this country are changing.
People don't want to be separated from their children. They should not bring them with them.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions overturning an immigration court's landmark ruling that recognized women fleeing domestic abuse as a group eligible for political asylum.
Asylum was never meant to alleviate all problems.
At a detention center in Seattle, Democratic Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal says some immigrant women behind these walls had their children taken from them by U.S. authorities.
They literally never had a chance to say goodbye to their children. Some of the children are as young as six, perhaps younger. It was heartbreaking.
So at the point that they were on the plan to go commit a crime, I mean, they could have gone in and have done it the right way, but they snuck over the border. They could have gone in to a border crossing and say, we're here to seek asylum. But they didn't do that. And they got some bad advice and then went across the border and then they caught him. So, and I like the way Jeff Sessions is kind of handling this. Is, look, you know, no matter if you break the law and you have a child with you, then you're going to get separated from your child. I mean, that's just what happened. But did you hear that emotional value that they're trying to put with that?
Well, and it is heartbreaking, but I mean,
but
that's
don't
what happened.
Don't I mean, don't go and shoplift in Walmart right. with a child in your hand.
Well, and they're separate the children from the families because you can't keep children in adult detention centers.
Well, yeah, you can't exactly you. You'd be imprisoning the child.
Right.
And so if you go to Tutwiler, they're going to go, yeah, bring your child in too. Why don't you do that?
Right.
And this whole thing has gotten screwy. They're going to take it. They're trying to take another shot at the immigration deal today or tomorrow and try to vote on something through a kind of a renegade group of moderate Republicans with some Democrats. And see if they can come up with something that's going to address some things like DACA and such. I hope they don't screw the pooch in this thing and really, really mess it up here. Let's listen to the second part of this story.
Sessions' legal opinion also stating that protected status may no longer apply to victims of violent gangs, a ruling that could affect many of the 700,000 pending cases of asylum. Families like Marita Delgado's, who came with her young daughters in a recent migrant caravan.
Lo único que tiene.
She just asked if people put themselves in her shoes. Parents, mothers, all they want is to be with their kids, and kids, all they want is to be with their family.
Marita says she's been on the run for over a decade, fleeing to Guatemala and then to Mexico in order to escape a gang in El Salvador that she says tortured and decapitated her father, and she tells us has again and again tried to take her daughters as payment.
She says they're not criminals, they're not delinquents, they're just people that are looking for peace, and they're looking for tranquility, and they're looking for safety.
Maritza and three of her daughters were released 2 weeks ago before this latest directive by Jeff Sessions. But one of her daughters, an 18-year-old named Laura, is still being held here in Otay Mesa. She was separated from her family. And from what we understand, she has not been given a release date. She has not been given a court date. And Maritza says if she or any of her family members are deported back to El Salvador, they will be killed.
Now, The big thing with Jeff Sessions, what he's saying is that they're 90,000 compared to, I think it was 10 years ago, there were 1,800 or something for a particular month. And there are just huge numbers that are there, and people are just kind of going, well, this gives us a passageway into the United States by doing the asylum issue. And what he's saying is, well, we need to do something to check out what your story is and make sure that it's right, because if it's not, then you're not getting in. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
June. June bugs. Weddings, maybe. Vacations and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
.27 2 9 2 2 8. That's where we are for the last segment of the Dan Moore Show. Hey, Joey Son, should we do the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card?
I think we should. It is a Wednesday, after all.
It is a Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, let me clear my throat here. And on Walter.
Hey, Walter. Congratulations, my friend. You're the winner of the $50 gift card from Fresh Market. You are going to love it, my friend, and it's going to be ribs weekend. The slab of ribs for $11.99, guys, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm on that bad boy. Mm. Get my son and I going to eat those ribs and just get it all over the face.
And get messy.
With a Corona in our hands. Yeah. Nobody gets hurt.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, you guys... Mr. Electric is a sponsor to this show and is a personal endorsed person for me. I've known Dan Black for a lot of years. I hate to even tell you how long I've known him. But he is one of the principals of Mr. Electric. And we keep getting the thing I like about them is we keep getting compliments from Mr. Electric. When someone says that they are excellent, 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 and that they did a great job, and it cost less than they thought, and I appreciated the $50 gift card, those type of things tell me that they are doing exactly what they need to be doing for your residential electric needs. Now, I want you to take advantage of this. I want you, if you need any type of service, or you want someone to come in and give you an estimate for the dream electrical outlets that you want. For example, maybe you need something outside on your deck or your patio. Maybe you need extra receptacles to handle USB and phone charging and things like that. They can do all of that, and they can do it for you with a $50 gift certificate, $50 off a service of $200 or more. I want you to get ready to copy this number. It's 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Mr. Electric, personally endorsed by Dan Morris. Let me see if we can fit in this medication problem. It was really interesting. After I finished the show yesterday, we were talking about opioids.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people commented on it and talked to me about it. Now, this is more in medications that may be causing depression, so I want you to listen into this because a lot of you are mixing pills and things, and what you may need to do is it may be giving you a side effect that you don't like. Let's listen in.
Research warns depression could be the side effect of more than 200 commonly prescribed medications. They include beta blockers for blood pressure, birth control pills, and antacids and painkillers. The new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association says more than one-third of Americans are taking these drugs. Depression rates more than tripled when people used at least three drugs with a possible side effect compared to people who take none of these medications. Our Dr. Tara Narul is a cardiologist at Northwell Health. She joins us at the table to discuss it because I can hear a lot of people listening to that feeling a little unsettling when they hear that news. How was the link discovered between those medications that a lot of people take and depression?
So researchers looked at data from a survey of about 26,000 Americans over a nine-year period. They asked to look in their medicine cabinet at their prescription bottles that they had used in the last month. They also screened them for depression, and they found that about 37% of those were taking at least one medication that had a side effect listed of depression. They also found that the numbers of Americans taking meds that have side effects listed as depression increased over the nine-year period. If you were not taking a medication that had that listed as side effect, in that survey you had a 5% chance of depression. That's compared to about a 15% risk of depression if you were taking three or more drugs that had depression listed as a side effect. And as you mentioned, all types of drugs, oral contraceptives, blood pressure medicines, some stomach antacids, pain meds.
Okay, now I go to a pharmacy and it's Walmart because they also have this 30-day prescription stuff for $4 on the only prescription that I use, which is thyroid medicine. But one thing that I really like about what they do is when you get your prescription, if it is a new prescription that's just gotten entered into the system, the pharmacist comes over to you and asks if you have any questions.
Right.
And also will tell you the bigger pictures, you know, take this on an empty stomach, for example, and things like this. What I really would like for you guys to do is take those prescriptions that you have, particularly if you're taking three or more, and take them to the pharmacist and look them up or have them tell you or get it on the internet and look at it and see what the side effects are. What we do too many times is, as I say all the time, a doctor throws a pill at a problem and you don't look at the side effects. And like one person I knew was taking a pill and they had gained a lot of weight. And I asked them, is that a possible side effect? I asked them what medicine they were telling me that taking. They told me, I said, I think you're going to find that that's a side effect of what you're taking. And you may want to ask your doctor, can I take something that's similar that's not going to have that effect on me? And you need to ask. You need, in medicine, you've got to ask good questions. Well, the second part.
A lot of numbers there, Tara, so I'm curious, how worried should people be?
Well, I think it's important to kind of open the dialogue about polypharmacy and about side effects. And so, you know, it's hard to prove this link with this type of research. So it could, in fact, be that the drugs are leading to depression. However, it could be that people had pre-existing depression, okay? It could be that the chronic conditions they're taking the medicines for, heart conditions, cancer, other conditions, is what's really causing the depression and not the drugs.
Explain to people what polypharmacy is.
Meaning that you're taking more than, multiple medications.
Well, in fact, the number of Americans taking at least five prescription drugs at the same time rose sharply in the last decade.
Yes, exactly.
That's alarming.
It is. And so I think that patients, pharmacists, and doctors all need to be part of this discussion. So patients need to bring up their history when they go to the doctor and say, I have a history of depression. Tell me if that's going to impact the meds I'm taking. Do I need to be on these meds? How long do I need to be on them? Also, doctors need to screen for depression. It's recommended by the U.S. Preventive Task Services Force that every American adult be screened for depression. And a lot of times when you go to a doctor, you go to a specialist, right? Mm-hmm. A cardiologist or an orthopedic, and they may not be looking at the whole picture of everything you're taking. So the primary care doctors really need to be in some form the quarterbacks analyzing everything you're taking, or a psychiatrist or psychologist, and seeing, is there something that could be interacting here? And the pharmacists play a role as well.
And isn't this a part of a larger problem, which is people don't look at the side effects? So what should people do who are now paying attention? What's the next thing they should
do? So you can read the package insert of your prescription meds. But the other issue is some of the over-counter, the medicines like proton pump inhibitors, they don't have all these things listed. So talk to your pharmacist, talk to your doctor, ask questions.
It's good we're just having the conversation, period, because so many people don't want to say it out loud.
No, and I think if anything, this is peeling back the curtain on mental health issues and how important
we're looking for the causes, whether your meds are causing depression.
Please, folks, it really is important. When I was at MD Anderson, they would always ask how you are feeling mentally, because the suicide rate among cancer patients is very high. So hopefully they're doing that with you. I want to remind you about Mosquito Shield. I was out there last night before the flood happened. No mosquitoes. My guests were going, I don't want to get bit by mosquitoes, but none of them are touching me. So I want you to call LaVon. Killing mosquitoes, LaVon's his name, taking mosquitoes out is his game. $29.95, Dan Moore Show, first visit, no obligation, special. Get ready to copy 334-513-2940. And, of course, Jack Ingram Signature Used Car Show. I want to thank you for a great show today, my friend.
Another great show.
I appreciate you. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.